It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week, I spoke to James Shaw about the recent political discussions about legalising drug testing at festivals and events. We also discussed the recent environmental update report, Our Marine Environment. Here is James. So currently there is a lot of discussion on whether drug testing at festivals and events should be legalised. What is the Green Party's stance on this?
Well, the Green Party, through Chloe Swarbrick, has been pushing for this because the evidence, both here and overseas, is that it reduces harm. Because you've just got to, you know, I think, acknowledge the reality that people who go to festivals do take drugs, will continue to take drugs, and what we want to make sure is that we're making them aware of what the risks are, and that if they're going to engage in that kind of risky behaviour, that they're reducing harm to themselves.
So there has been some negative response to this law, this idea of this law being passed. Do you think that there's any chance that New Zealand First and the National Party will budge on their position on the issue?
I think that there's quite a high chance that New Zealand First will change its position after their conference this weekend. There was a remit that was passed, led by young New Zealand First, to get them to reconsider their position. And my experience with New Zealand First actually is when they look at evidence around things like this, and the, you know, the facts that it does reduce harm, that is actually a goal that we all share. And so I think there is a reasonable chance that they will move. National, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Why do you think there is such concern about it, that people are sort of worried to have something like this legalised?
I think there's a lot of people who think that doing this kind of testing will lead to a more permissive environment and actually increase the incidence of people taking drugs. The evidence shows actually that's not the case, and that what it does do is it weeds out kind of dangerous drugs that, you know, may be mixed with something else, and actually just reduces harm overall. And so I think in the end, if you take an evidence-based approach, you know, that would make sense. But I understand, you know, you can kind of see why people would say, well, you know, doesn't this kind of give a nod and a wink to people to say, hey, look, it's okay to take drugs. Actually, what we're saying is, look, people always have, probably always will. We might as well just make sure that they're not doing themselves any damage while they're doing it.
And is that evidence based off situations in other countries?
Yes. The only thing is I can't quite remember off the top of my head.
No, that's all good.
But also, actually, there have been services operating here in New Zealand as well. The difficulty is that they've operated in a bit of a legal grey zone, and what we want to make sure is that actually that it's actually okay for those health services to operate.
Is it likely that drug testing could be legalised by festival season in New Zealand this year, which is really only a couple of months away now?
Yeah, I think that's probably unlikely, given how long Parliament takes to get through the legislative process, and. You know, as far as I know, a law hasn't actually been drafted yet, let alone gone into the House and cut all the way through its various stages. So, unfortunately, I think we've probably missed this season. But it should happen in time for next season.
Is there anything the Green Party is doing currently to push for the change to be made, or is it up to those people against it to make the change?
Yeah, no, we've been working pretty hard. When I say we, I'll just shout out to Chloe Swarbrick again. I mean, she has really been leading the charge on this work and presenting the case both in public through the media and also in private with our parties and government and with the opposition to say, look, sit down, take a look at the evidence. What you'll see actually is that fewer young people will do themselves harm if we change the law around this.
So we'll move on to the Our Marine Environment report. Could you briefly explain what it is and what it said?
Well, this is one of a series of reports that comes out every 6 months. And what happens is Ministry for the Environment and Stats NZ do these reports looking at different areas of the environment. So they'll look at kind of air quality, climate, what's going on with kind of soils and land use. And this one was the marine environment, the oceans. And I have to say the news was not good. And a lot of it was directly due to climate change. So the oceans absorb a lot of CO2, a huge amount of what we put into the atmosphere then goes into the oceans. And it acts as a massive heat sink. But what that means, of course, is that the oceans themselves are warming, and that has pretty severe consequences. It also changes, because it changes the chemical composition of the oceans, this addition of CO2, it makes the oceans more acidic, and that has an impact on marine life, shellfish, corals, and so on.
This is just a random thought. Does that potentially have an effect on rain and weather if it's affecting the ocean like that?
Well, yes, it does, because what happens when the oceans warm is that has a significant feedback loop into the behaviour of cyclones and hurricanes and typhoons, for example. So if you remember a couple of years ago, we had some enormous hurricanes in the South West Pacific. That was the scale and the frequency of those hurricanes was impacted by the fact that the oceans in the Western Pacific were anywhere between 2 and 6 degrees warmer than average. And so that has a significant impact, yes.
With these reports that are coming out every 6 months, what is happening with them? Are they just going towards more? Yeah, are they just being the information
is it just
that's
more
coming?
Bad news?
Yeah, is the information from them being filtered into different policies, or are we actually using that information?
It does. I mean, they are kind of state of the environment reports, so they don't necessarily have kind of key recommendations or anything like that. But it does act as a solid evidence base for us as we look at all sorts of different policies. So, it'll affect how we think about our investment in science and research. It'll change how we're thinking about, kind of fishing management, given what's changing there. It'll have an impact on how we, a kind of climate change policy and about the amount of CO2 that we're putting into the atmosphere. So it does have that kind of effect, although it doesn't lead to a specific outcome. But it does help people like me, for example, make the case for urgent action on climate change.
Do you think there's a hope that one day we'll be looking at these reports and they'll be more positive than they are currently?
Yes. Yeah. Look, I wouldn't do what I do otherwise. I mean, I think the thing is that we've kind of been doing a lot of what we're doing in the absence of information about the impact that it has. And every year, the science gets more sophisticated and our information and evidence base gets more detailed. And as it does enable us to make better decisions about, how we manage our economy in a way that ensures that we can all live prosperous lives, but does so within ecological limits. And that's just not been the case for most of recent human history.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.